This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. U.S. Ambassador to China suggesting the upcoming meeting between Donald Trump and Xi Jinping will be very historic and significant. Terry Branston also lauding the frequent interaction between the two leaders, saying the interaction is helpful in solving thorny issues. Trump due to arrive in China tomorrow on a three-day trip. Branston says he anticipates the Korean Peninsula issue and bilateral trade will dominate Trump's agenda. A number of deals are also expected to be signed, covering various sectors, including manufacturing and energy. Chinese President Xi Jinping sending out condolences to his U.S. counterpart, Donald Trump, on the deadly Texas shooting. Xi Jinping expressing his deep sorrow for the innocent victims, extending sympathy to the injured and the families of the victims, wishing the injured a quick recovery. The U.S. President currently touring South Korea, due to arrive in China this Wednesday. Officials saying Texas church gunman David Patrick Kelly armed with three guns and had argued with his mother-in-law before the rampage. The attack from the small church outside San Antonio during Sunday services, leaving 26 dead and 20 others injured. Freeman Martin, the regional director for the Texas Department of Public Safety, saying it appears that Kelly died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after being first shot by an armed bystander. U.S. officials saying he was not legally permitted to own weapons, including the semi-automatic rifle and two pistols used in the rampage. Officials have not yet identified the victims of the small town of Sutherland Springs. 10 of the injured victims said to be still in critical condition. A majority of those taking part in the U.N. Climate Change Conference in Bonn, Germany, calling on adherence to the Paris Climate Change Agreement. COP23 tasked with mapping out a guideline for the implementation of the Paris deal. The 2015 pact, designed to limit climate change by cutting greenhouse gas emissions. It also sets a global target of keeping the average temperature rise no higher than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, China becoming an early signatory to the Paris Agreement. A second volume of the Chinese President's book on governance has been published. The book being published in Chinese and in English. The publisher saying some necessary annotations have been added to improve readers' understanding of the material. The first volume was published in September of 2014. The new volume is said to reflect more of recent developments, such as Xi Jinping's being placed as the core of the Communist Party of China and the development of socialism with Chinese characteristics in the new era. China and Finland agreeing to further boost bilateral ties. Pledge coming as Finnish Parliamentary Speaker Mirja Lohela meeting with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, also holding talks with Chinese top legislator Zhang Dejiang here in Beijing. Chinese side expressing hope to enhance cooperation with Finland in innovation, clean energy, environmental protection, and vocational education. Lohela, for her part, says that Finland is ready to work with China to take a long-term perspective to develop bilateral ties. It's being reported online delivery platform Meituan Dianping is considering an initial public offering in the United States next year. Reports suggest it could raise some $3 billion, which would be around one-tenth of the company's overall value. The deal of that size would be the largest listing of a Chinese company in the U.S. since Alibaba's record $25 billion float in 2014. Meituan Dianping has yet to comment on the reported listing. Meituan Dianping formed in 2015 from the $15 billion merger of Meituan, a group buying firm, and Dianping, a social network which rates services. The combined company now has some 280 million users. It offers services including movie tickets, food delivery, and other services. Turkish authorities saying they'll resume processing visa applications at their diplomatic missions in the United States on a limited basis. This comes shortly after similar decisions were made by the U.S. side. Move comes on the eve of the four-day visit to the U.S. by Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim. He's due to meet with Vice President Mike Pence at the White House. News of the partial resumption of visa services reported by local media earlier has helped the Turkish lira strengthen against the U.S. dollar. The United Nations saying that the hunger situation in South Sudan will continue despite an improved harvest between October and December. There will still be around 4.8 million people suffering from food insecurity. Conflict and hyperinflation persist in the East African country. The UN agency is warning that the food insecurity situation projected to deteriorate at the start of 2018 when households typically run out of food before the next harvest season. South Sudan being devastated by civil war, which broke out at the end of 2013. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.